Welcome back to Jersey City, Andy. 2 weeks in a row for you.
Yeah, well, don't get too used to it.
I won't.
Hey, how would you describe the guitar solo in our theme song?
Blistering.
Yeah, it's a blistering guitar solo. Yeah. That's exactly right. How would you describe every guitar solo in every song ever recorded? Blistering.
Raw and blistering.
Yeah, raw and blistering. How would you describe talking to me, just conversing with me, casually conversing with me? Blistering.
Tiresome,
yeah.
Repetitive,
yeah.
No, it's hilarious. Every minute is magic.
Thanks, my friend.
You're welcome. Hey, man!
And,
congratulations on the new TV show.
You. Congratulations to you.
For what? What's that for?
I don't know.
Congratulations.
You welcomed in the Shabbos Queen last Friday night.
I welcomed in the Shabbos.
Good
Queen.
Shabbos to you. I don't know. Good Shabbos to you and all of our listeners.
It was hard
to say. It's a belated Good Shabbos.
No, the Shabbos.
We were not on the air on Friday.
The Shabbos Queen Beauty Pageant was a good time.
It was good.
It wasn't
house.
Easy. It was not easy deciding who would win. It came down to sexual favors.
So we're just doing like improv. Like I'll say Shabbos Queen and you just roll with it.
That's the rule of improv. Yes and, right?
Not my rule.
Yeah. Yeah, your rule of improv is screw you, take it back.
Yeah. I don't celebrate Shabbos. All right.
And, yes, you do, though.
Well,
you,
I do. Bethy loves to have a Friday night dinner on the table.
Yeah. Hey, we have a call.
No, we can't.
Hi, you're on the air. I guess not.
No. They're shy. They're getting up their nerve. Give it time, Ken.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
They're working on it. It's very intimidating being on the radio.
That's phone one.
Ken, give them time.
Yeah.
Don't rush them.
No, I'm pretty sure there's nobody there.
I think they're just working up their nerve.
No, I can hear a clicking.
They're screwing up their nerve.
No, see? It's the line has now gone bad. See? But it's kind of refreshing to hear a dial tone this early in the show, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody thought about calling us.
Hey,
if you'd like to make a call,
we have a call.
Hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your
That breaks the ice.
At least we have a woman's voice on the phone.
Hey,
we don't get a lot of chicks calling.
Tonight we are introducing a new concept to 7 Second Delay. It's the 7 Second Delay Listener Loyalty Club.
Yeah, you go to Subway, you go to Blimpie's, you go to Quiznos, they have a loyalty card, right?
Yes.
You buy 10 sandwiches, what do you get?
And now we have
a free sandwich.
Yeah. A free sandwich, right.
So we have arranged, you listen to 10 7 Second Delay shows, and you will get a free show. We will do a free supplemental show only for people that listen to 10 shows.
Right, it will be password protected.
Right. Nobody but and if you go online, where do they go, Ken, to get the card? There's a loyalty card just like you get at Subways.
You can get it right now. Go to WFMU.org and follow where it says playlist and comments.
It was designed by...
see it right there.
It was designed by my friend and musician and filmmaker Johnny Celentano, who did a great job. It fits in your wallet. I guess if you
you'll have to print it out. You'll have to print it. You'll have to reduce the size a bit. But I think you should be able to handle that.
Right. And how does it work, Kenny?
And the way you prove that you've listened to 10 different 7-second delay episodes...
There are 10 lines on each card, and right. You fill them in one show at a time. With what?
With the secret word. Every show is going to have a secret word. At some point during the hour, Andy or I...
Will announce
the secret word, and you write it down with the date. So in number one right now, you would write down 6-3-15...
You don't have to write the date. Just write number one. Just put it next to number one. Why do you need the date?
It's true. You don't need the date.
And why do we have to start with number one? We should do it out of sequence.
It really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. And then when they fill out the loyalty card, when they have all 10, just like you could go to Blimpies and get a free sub, they would mail this into you, or right. can they scan it and send email?
Yeah, they can scan it and email it to me.
You would send them a password that would allow them to hear the extra supplemental show.
Yes, either that or they get a Blimpy sandwich.
Yeah.
No, it'll be a secret show.
Has any other show done this? A listener loyalty
card? It has never ever been done.
I think I know why.
Why?
No, you'll see.
Well, people are already clamoring for the secret word. We have not announced tonight's secret word yet. Sorry.
What if you announce the secret word and then I announce an alternative secret word?
Well, that should not happen.
No, we should get along.
Yeah.
This is the minimum we have to get along.
There has to be agreement.
We have to agree on one secret word.
Yeah.
It would be a disaster. It would be a disaster if we both had different secret words.
Yeah.
It would be trouble ahead for our marriage.
No, I will always back down. If you contest what the secret word is, then I will accept whatever you say.
Any child of divorce knows that the first sign of real problems is when mom and dad have two different secret words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I remember when that happened when I was a kid. When the old safe words didn't work anymore.
The old safe words around the house,
yeah,
with your parents.
Yep.
They changed the safe words without telling you.
Yeah.
Bad day.
On each other. They changed the words without telling one another.
Bad day at the Friedman's.
Yep. Yeah.
Listen, seriously, we joke about it, but seriously, don't be funnier than me.
Yeah. Our next door neighbors would come over, ask if everything was okay.
I mean it, Ken. This is your last warning. Okay. You're being very funny.
All right. Hey, in case you were wondering about some confusion.
Our next door neighbors would come over. Because they changed the secret word.
The safe words.
Yeah.
My parents changed the safe words.
Yeah. My parents changed the safe words. Damn.
So,
Damn.
Yeah. We will not be switching time slots with Jim Price. 7-second delay is going to remain in this 1 hour format.
Yeah, that was a bad joke gone bad.
It was not a joke. It was just my idea to tighten up the show.
I think it was a joke, but you know what kind of joke it was? It was, what do they call those things? It's the opposite of funny.
Oh, unfunny.
Yeah, it's unfunny. It was an unfunny joke. They're the worst kind of jokes. I hate those kind of jokes.
Well, they're not the worst kind of jokes.
I never find them funny.
The worst kind of jokes are the kind of jokes that people explain to you. Those are even worse than unfunny jokes.
You're right.
Yeah. But anyway... we have not revealed the secret word. Go to the playlist tonight, WFMU.org, playlist and comments.
Do you think it's in anyone's wallet yet?
I don't know. Let us know if you've already put the 7-second delay loyalty card in your wallet.
You can laminate it?
Yeah, that would be great.
Hold up a picture of you holding it? Wait, I'm sorry. Take a picture of yourself, a selfie of yourself holding it?
Oh, man, the possibilities. Possibilities are endless.
If you're going around the world, hold it up in front of the pyramids or the Leaning Tower. We'd love to see this loyalty card.
Yeah, we want to see it get
around.
On
the road, yeah.
And, of course, it was in today's 7-second delay newsletter as well.
Let me ask you this, Ken. Mm-hmm. Suppose someone has a loyalty card. There are 10 blanks on the loyalty card. They're filling it in. Suppose they miss a show. Suppose they miss show number 5, but then they pick it up with show number 6 again, and they don't miss another show. On show 11, they'll have their 10 slots filled in. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Do they have to listen to 1 through 10?
No, it does not have to be in sequence.
So any 10 shows?
Right, any 10 shows.
I gotcha.
Is that okay with you?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. And we have a minimum. We have 10 weeks to make another supplemental secret show.
Yes.
That's the reward show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about
it
for 10
plenty
weeks.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. And it doesn't even have to be an hour.
2.5 months. It's true. It can be any length at all.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be good. They're getting it for free.
No, it should be good.
It never ends.
It should be good.
It never ends with you. It never ends.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Oh, okay. So you're promising a secret supplemental reward show that's good.
Yes, that's good.
As our way of saying thanks for your loyalty.
Yes. Enjoy the sandwich.
Enjoy the sandwich.
All right.
Have you heard that Warren Zevon quote everywhere now? His enjoy every sandwich.
No, I didn't know that.
Wait, that's become. A very famous quote.
As he was dying, he said, enjoy every sandwich.
That's become, I believe, almost mainstream. I've heard so many people quote that. Yes, he said it on the Letterman show.
That's what he learned from being terminally ill.
Yes, to enjoy every sandwich. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. That's nice.
Do you try to do that?
Good old Warren Zevon.
Do you try to do that in your life?
I don't eat sandwiches. Too much fiber.
Dear Mr. Zevon, I don't usually write letters to rock stars with terminal cancer, but in this case, I felt I just had to. Do you have any other advice for someone who does not, like me, who does not usually eat sandwiches?
Is there
something else I could enjoy?
Yeah.
Every day.
Will you mail that for me?
Well, it's a little too late.
And Andy has...
I eat hot dogs. Would hot dogs work as a substitute, Mr. Zevon? Please hurry. Please respond. Please respond as soon as possible, because you are dying.
He's dead.
Yeah.
And the hot dog question, that's an age-old question. Is a hot dog a sandwich or not?
You're being funnier than me.
What do you think? Is it a sandwich?
My head's going to explode.
Hot dog?
You've never really seen me snap. You are testing my limit.
I'd say it is. I'd say a hot dog qualifies as a sandwich.
Yeah. I'd say that's the age-old question.
Yeah.
Just edit yourself out of this.
Okay. Hey, tonight's topic is...
It's a great one.
It's the best friend test.
How does this work?
We want you to give us a call here at 201-209-9368. Tell us about your best friend.
And then you'll call him. You'll conference call him.
Him or her.
Him or her on the phone while we listen.
Right.
You'll call him on some pretext. We'll come up
with
some pretext.
Yeah, we'll tell him that you're playing a trivia game and they're your lifeline or something.
Yeah, you're taking a trivia test and you need them to help you. And in the course of your phone call, we want you to say, you're my best friend, to your best friend. And we're just curious about whether your best friend will reciprocate.
Right. Will they say, you're my best friend?
Or will they
say, thanks? Oh, that's awkward.
Thanks is awkward. You know what's even worse?
What?
You're one of my best friends. Like you didn't quite make the number one slot.
You know, it's also really cold. It's like, oh, that's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah. Even colder than that, have we met?
All right, we have a call.
Is this part of our best friend test?
Let's find out.
Hello! Guess who's here?
It's Evan!
Hey, buddy.
It's Evan Breckman. Hey, Evan.
Hey, Evan. Wait, Evan. Evan can do this.
I'm here for two reasons. One, I'm just saying I love you, Ken. Dad, not so much. Love you, Ken.
I love you, Evan. I love you very much.
Evan, I love you. I love you very much, too.
Why are you?
Who cares?
Why do you have your fingers crossed, Andy?
I'm just scratching my finger.
And also, I got a
who cares from my son just then.
For Tune. I have a best friend quiz for Tune.
Yeah, okay, so Tune, you're going to call Tune on the phone?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, Tune, we're on the phone, we're on the radio. Hey, Tune, you're my best friend. And we'll see what Tune says?
Yeah.
Do you think Tune will say you're my best friend?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Well, how do you know how to conference? Here we go.
He sounds like he's off and running.
You don't need me at all.
Conferencing him in again.
You have Evan
Dad,
now.
Can you call Toon?
No, honey. It has to be. Wait, I guess I could.
Yeah, we could call Toon. You have Toon's number?
I have Toon's dad's number. He's just a kid.
I'm going to call. Never mind.
Okay, Evan's calling. Mom can do it.
Yeah. All right. This is the best friend test.
And as
live on the air, we want you to engage your best friend in conversation and then say, you know, you're my best friend.
And we'll see what we get back. And it's a very dramatic moment. It's kind of like saying I love you to someone.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic. And you hope you get it back, of course.
Right.
You hope you hear it back.
I've always given it back to you. You haven't always given it back to me.
You haven't always been my best friend.
Huh.
You can't handle the truth. That's pretty obvious. Today, by the way, you are my best friend.
Sorry, I need to call again.
Okay, because Kyle is out of town. When Kyle's out of town, you're my best friend.
Where did Kyle go?
He wouldn't tell me. He hardly ever answers my calls.
Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2.
Oh, it sounds like we're getting his voicemail, huh, Evan? Evan?
Are you still there? To disconnect.
Oh, Evan, it's time to disconnect.
To record your message, press 2.
Evan?
Ev?
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 Ev's gone.
Ev?
Sorry you were having trouble.
I'm sorry,
too. Nice to hear a girl on the show.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Ev. Hey, buddy.
Kind of what I was worried about there was...
We're getting some voicemails.
But we are looking for people to give us a call at 201-209-9368. Once you're on the line with us, we want you to conference your best friend in.
On some pretext, and in the course of the call, just say, hey, you're my best friend.
And we can provide the pretext.
Andy
is a great liar.
It's sort of our strength, wouldn't you say, Ken?
Yeah.
Coming up with phony ideas for calls and
Absolutely.
Shows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How was your week, my friend?
It's been a good week.
What made it a good week?
Very good. Things are moving forward on this new company I'm setting
great,
up.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
Looking for a new place to live.
Because you're going to be an empty nester?
Yeah, I'm going to be an empty nester soon.
I know Wednesdays are always pretty good around here. It's staff hand job day.
No, not anymore. Human resources took care of that. I should have listened to you. I should have listened to you when you gave me...
I was always suspicious. I was always surprised that that was allowed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did. 1 week.
Well, you told me
one glorious week.
You told me how you build morale in your writers' rooms, and how it's been done. And I wanted to try it out myself.
Yeah.
And you tried to warn me. You tried to warn me what happens when.
Well, my office doesn't have windows, and yours does. That's a big difference.
But our windows are so high up.
Hey, Irwin, are you listening to this repartee? Classic stuff. Would you agree? This is repartee, my friends. What else would you call it?
I think that's our word, our secret word of the day.
Repartee?
Repartee.
The only downside is I can't spell it. Can you?
I can, yeah. It's got two E's at the end.
Then fill it in. Repartee.
There we go. Repartee, today's secret word of the day. Fill it in on your listener loyalty card.
Only 9 more to go and you got a free show. Yeah.
And nobody write down repartee on the chat board.
Oh, yeah.
Or you will be banned. Okay?
Yeah. Imagine,
no cheating.
Imagine the shame of being banned from the 7 Second Late chat board. How do you recover from that?
You join a group.
Or you change your online name.
You join a group of people who have been banned. And
You mean a support group?
Yeah, you speak from the heart.
Repartee, that's our word of the day. And now we shouldn't repeat it.
No,
wait.
Yeah, don't repeat it.
That's right. This is it.
We're over. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
You know what's great about the secret word thing? When you look at the filled-in loyalty cards that people will be sending you or emailing you, it'll bring back wonderful memories of all these shows.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to wait much longer before announcing what the secret word is. I was just so excited.
You're into this.
Yeah,
you're into this whole idea.
I am. I'm very into it.
But the only downside is we have to actually record something.
Well, I'm writing it down. Oh, yeah. Well, we have 2.5 months to do that.
Wait, why don't we instead of recording something ourselves, we could just upload a classic comedy bit from Abbott and Costello or something.
And record it ourselves, you mean?
No, just kind of give that as our bonus reward.
Like, no.
It has to be us?
Yeah, it has to be us. Otherwise, it's not a 7-second delay show. The reward is a free show. A free secret show.
Because they've been so loyal.
That not everybody can get, yeah.
Okay.
Has to be us.
Fine. Just stop screaming.
I'm not screaming. Speaking in very measured tones.
Speaking in very measured tongues.
Hey, you going to the rock and roll show at Monty Hall tonight?
Who's playing?
Woggles, Sunshine in the Rain, Wildlife.
Who's on first? Who's up first?
Sunshine in the Rain open.
And wait, you're not closing the show with Sunshine in the Rain?
No.
Who made that decision? Who's closing the show? The Woggles?
The Woggles.
Oh, for the love of God. Are you absolutely out of your mind? People are going to see Sunshine in the Rain and leave, man. There won't be anybody there for the Woggles.
Well, we thought we'd put Sunshine in the Rain on first to get people there.
It won't work, but who's going to stick around, man?
I think people will stick around.
Your show's going to peak at the 20-minute mark. Who programmed this? You are out of your mind.
We'll see. We'll see
if who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, tell me because I won't be there.
Okay, I'll report back to you.
I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah. Show starts at 8:30.
Yeah. Be there and be square.
43 Montgomery Street, right here in Jersey City. Downtown, beautiful downtown Jersey City.
Is this a first for the theater?
No. First?
First real rock show?
No. Not at all.
I guess it's the first one I've been invited to.
Yeah. Yeah. First one on a Wednesday night, perhaps, that I've told you about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope the Woggles do that song about sticking it to the man.
Which one? They have about 5 or 6 of those.
One about stick it to the man and party all night long.
That's not the Woggles.
Are they going to do the one about speaking truth to power?
You must be thinking of the British Woggles. Sorry, this is the American Woggles.
There's always a risk when you speak truth to power. They could disconnect your phone, your cable. Power has a lot of power.
Yeah, that's the downside.
Yeah. I don't speak truth to power. I sing to power.
What do you sing to him?
Show tunes. I try to make power as comfortable as humanly possible. Uh-huh. Because they're power.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Right.
Hey, power. Right. You're looking great. You've been working out? No, is that a new outfit? That's me to power.
So you kiss up to power.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
You have your own way of speaking truth to power.
Yeah. It's why my rock anthems don't sell as well as other rock anthems. Kiss power's ass. That didn't quite catch on the way I had hoped it would. You know who loved that song, though?
Who?
Power.
Well, of course power loves.
Yeah.
That's no test.
Hey, Andy, just wanted to call and tell you, love that new anthem of yours. That's my impression of power. Yeah.
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 So, we're playing the best friend test here.
Or we're not playing the best friend test.
The lines are open at 201-209-9368.
We just need a guy to call. You'll see. If we can do this once. You'll stay on the phone. You'll conference in your best friend, and we'll hear you tell him that he's your best friend.
Right.
We'll come up with some cockamamie pretext to make the call.
Yeah.
Bye, Irwin. Thanks very much, man. Great show.
Thanks, Irwin. Bye.
Is that the best lead-in any show could ever have? Irwin's show.
Irwin's a great lead-in.
I know.
He sure is. Hey, you know what? Why tonight?
Yeah.
It's Andrea's last show for the schedule.
Wait.
Tonight.
You're just dropping this bomb on me?
Yeah, tonight is Andrea's last show.
And what's she doing? She's
taking a break.
You know what I think happened to Andrea?
What?
She became happy.
Was that it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I think she's in love with some boyfriend. And that, of course, you can't do a show.
Why not?
You can't do a show called Who Will Love Me.
That's not the name of her show.
It's not?
Yeah, it's called Y-O-Y. Mm-hmm. You based on something you said to her. You said that to her once.
Yeah.
Y-O-Y.
She made the worst mistake you can make as a programmer, as a broadcaster.
What, to fall in love?
To become happy. It'll never happen to you and me, will it, Ken?
No.
No way.
No. I had
You're
a
too
dream.
Old and wise for
I
that.
I had a nightmare about that happening one time.
I had a nightmare about that happening one time. Damn you, Ken.
All right.
This can't be just 26 minutes in.
We are 26 minutes into the show. But we've already had a call.
No, we haven't.
We had the long distance operator recording.
No, we haven't.
We had your son Evan.
Oh, we haven't had any calls.
Yeah.
We haven't had any
Here's
calls.
Here's some news. Do you want to know who Andy Breckman's roommates are in the building he lives at in Manhattan?
Well, I don't live there. We have a small place.
Well, it's your apartment, you own it.
Well, I use it once a week.
And
or something.
Other people in the building are Keith Richards. You ever seen him?
No, but I ask the doorman about him all the time.
Okay. Tim Burton.
I think that's his film
director.
It's his. I think he lives in London, but this is his New York.
Oh, this is New York pad.
Yeah, New York pad.
Another film director, Brian De Palma.
Yes, him. I have seen.
You have seen. What was he doing?
He was when you live in a building with these people, every time you push the elevator button, you get very excited because you don't know who's going to be on the elevator.
Right. Wow, that would be exciting, hitting the button knowing that it might be Keith.
And then here's what happened with Brian De Palma. I had just finished a screenplay, sort of a little psychological thriller that nobody was going to make, and I couldn't sell.
You thrust it in his hands?
Well, no. So I was going down the elevator, and there's Brian De Palma on the elevator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't decide whether to say, wait, just stay right here in the lobby. Just give me 1 minute. And I have a script for you. Why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
You only live once.
Yeah. What was the downside?
I know. I didn't have the nerve.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm here with Tune.
Oh, hey, it's Evan Breckman and Tune.
Oh, you're both live?
Yes.
Or is Tune on the phone, Evan?
Hi, Tune. Hi, Evan.
Hi. Okay, we're ready for the quiz.
Okay.
So, Evan, here's a trivia quiz. And after you take this quiz, you might want to say something to Tune, okay? Here's a trivia
Either
quiz.
Either sorry or you're lucky I'm your friend.
Okay, Evan, in which band was Paul Rodgers in prior to starting Bad Company? Badfinger, The Rolling Stones, Blind Faith, or Free?
Friend quiz.
Huh? Well, it's not about the quiz is not about friends. Here's a quiz that you and Tune can answer together. Evan, you and Tune have to answer this. Name three members of the Avengers.
Avengers. Okay. Hulk.
That's one.
Captain America.
That's two.
Iron Man.
Three.
Okay.
Well done.
Well done. You guys are a good team. Evan, do you have something you want to say to Tune? You guys are such a good team.
You're lucky as your friend. Tune, you want to play Minecraft after this? I have to go to dinner, but you want to play Minecraft after this?
But I might have to go to my brother's concert at school.
Okay, next question. Here we go.
Okay, but now, Evan, you have to say something to Tune and see what happens. Go ahead. Now, you say you're such a good team. You answered that question together so well. What do you say to Tune? You're my best. Tune, you're my... Go ahead. You're my best. I'll do it, Evan. Tune.
You're my best friend.
Yes.
Okay, and now we'll wait.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah, yes. Let's see what happens.
Ball's in your court.
Evan?
Ball's in your court, Tune.
I think that's Tune's mom. No?
No, that's Tune. That's Tune. His voice just went up 3 octaves.
He's so emotional.
Tune, Evan just said, you are my best friend. Ball's in your court, Tune. What do you say?
Yeah?
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we heard it. You got it. That's how you do it. That's fantastic. What a great moment.
Thank you, Toon and Evan, for demonstrating tonight's concept.
Can I tell you something honestly about Evan?
Are you done?
Yep. Evan, bye-bye. I love you. Bye. Can I tell you something honestly? I envy Evan. He really does have a soulmate and a best friend. It's great.
Yeah, but Toon doesn't seem to consider him, Evan, his best friend.
No, Toon said it at the end.
He said, yeah, that's all he said.
No, but then he said, yeah, you're my best friend.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I think you hallucinated that.
Yeah, oh, I hallucinate half of the show.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you do? Do you just listen to it straight up?
Yeah, no, I try to focus on what's actually being said.
Oh, my God, must be the longest hour of your week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it drags.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Yeah. Oh, the show in my head is fantastic.
All right. Hey, line one, it's Nancy in Utica. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Nancy?
We're doing great now that you called. Nancy, who's a friend that you would consider your very, very closest friend?
Donna.
Are you saying Donna?
Donna,
yes. Okay. And if we call Donna and we pretend and we ask you guys a trivia question that you have to answer together... After you answer it successfully, you can say to Donna, you're my best friend, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Well, we have to change the rules a little bit for me to play this game.
Of course. Of course we
okay?
do. Of course we do.
Because I got to get to work, and I don't have time.
Yeah.
So I gave your call guy my best friend's telephone number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that you could call her.
But she won't pick up for us, though.
Yeah, it'll be a phone number she won't recognize.
Well, you just tell her that Pooper's calling.
No, but she won't pick up the phone.
Oh, well, she might swear also.
Yeah.
I think that's why we are asking our listeners to conference in their friends.
Right.
But do you have
nobody answers the phone anymore.
Do you have
if you can walk me through the, process
yes.
of conference call.
On your phone, there must be a merge option.
Are you on an iPhone or an Android or what?
iPhone.
Oh, then I know. Okay. Wait, I know iPhones very well.
Okay.
Hold on. So all you have to do is, it says add call. When you go to the phone thing, it says add a call.
Okay, I got to look at it. Okay.
Right now on your screen, it says add a call.
Oh, I see it.
Okay, now you press that. You're going to put us on hold. You're going
to
put us on hold for a minute. But that's okay. Just punch in add call and then type in your friend's... phone number. And we're going to hear Donna and
Nancy's calling her best friend Donna.
Well, we don't know if it's their best friend.
Well, Nancy considers Donna her best friend. I don't know what Donna thinks.
Nancy, how long have you known Donna?
Since 1979.
Okay, so we should ask them a very simple question, Ken, that everyone can answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will
What do I do? Push the number now?
Yeah, you push the number and you go, and then when she picks up, you just hit merge call. There you go, merge call.
Wow, Andy Breckman giving out technical advice. This is a first.
I know my iPhone.
Yeah. Other roommates
hey,
of Andy's,
let's see how way. Let's see how far we can go, Ken. You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
I love you.
I love you. I love you more.
I'm physically attracted to you.
That's great.
Come here right now. We can play Affection Chicken.
Like we already are.
I win.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I'm physically attracted to you. That's a good one. That's a good line to...
Oh, for friends to...
For,
yeah, to ratchet it up.
People to say to one another.
To see
can
what...
I still on?
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Okay. She's not there.
Oh, she's not there.
Didn't answer.
Well, you get super points for playing, and all you have to do, if you listen to 9 more shows, Nancy, you get a free show from us.
Well, that's assuming that she knows what today's secret word is, which she may not.
I do mayonnaise.
No, not mayonnaise. Close, though. Very close.
Peanut brittle.
No, keep guessing, Nancy.
That's two phrases.
That's two. Guess again. Two words. Yeah, keep guessing. We have 25 minutes left.
Try again.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
So far, in case you've just tuned in, Nancy has eliminated the following words. Mayonnaise, flip-flops, peanut brittle. Keep going, honey.
Aficionado.
Aficionado. No.
Very close.
Very close. It's so exciting.
Benefactor.
No, let's just go. Let's go the rest of the show.
Keep going.
Let's just go. This is
just
great.
Keep trying to guess because nobody else was calling, Nancy. What was it? Book snob.
Bookshelf. Nope.
Getting colder.
Dust. No.
Much colder.
You know what Nancy is doing right now?
What?
Looking around her apartment.
Uh-huh.
Bookshelf. Dust.
I'm driving to work. I told you.
Oh, you're driving to work.
You're on speaker, though, so it's okay.
Keep going. So, we have nothing else going on, right, Ken?
Yeah, we got nothing.
It's
Rumpelstiltskin. Good guess. If you're just tuning in, a woman named Nancy from the Midwest is driving to work, and while she's driving, she's trying to guess a word that Ken and I referred to earlier as our secret word of the week. Is that
tuna
right,
fish
Ken?
Can.
No.
Foreskin? What?
Tuna fish can.
Tuna fish can. No.
Oh, great guess, Nancy. You keep going, honey. You go, girl.
Bridge over troubled waters.
Very close. Listen, can I take a nap?
No.
Daisy.
You and Nancy have this under control. I don't think.
Jimmy Canoe and Tyler, too.
You keep going, honey. You keep going, Nancy.
Do you have any.
Borscht Belt? Very good. You keep going. No, that's not close. Hey, Ken, do you have any bed music to put under this?
Yeah.
This is good. Nancy, don't give up, honey. Yeah. You're trying to guess the.
Diagonal.
Diagonal's a great guess. We had a word earlier in the show that we said was our secret word of the week. Nancy missed it.
Ping pong?
No, that you keep trying, honey.
Man, where does she come up with all these words?
But I have some clue.
No, we can't give you a clue.
Well, you were getting
maximum time permitted for recording your message.
What the
if
hell
you're
are
satisfied
you
satisfied with the message? Press 1.
Wait,
to
what are you talking about?
I have no idea.
To erase and re-record,
where did that come from?
Press 3. To leave the number from which you are calling, press pound.
Is that on Nancy's line?
Oh, that's Nancy calling Donna. Sorry, Nancy, we had to bail out.
Did we lose Nancy as well?
Yeah, we lost Nancy.
Oh, that was the best. That was the best call of the year.
Really?
Nancy just saying words at
random. Saying words, Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
Arbitrary words and phrases.
Peanut brittle.
Oh, we should do that every week. I'm thinking of a word.
Foreskin.
I'm thinking of a word. Let's do that. Let's do that next week.
I'm thinking of a word.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a word. Try to guess the word.
Well, that's very close to an idea that Shut Up Weirdo did one time.
What did they do?
They did I Am Thinking of a Number between 1 and 1,000. That was actually a great show, amazingly enough.
I'm thinking of a Shut Up Weirdo show that they did recently.
Okay.
Can you think of what it was?
Was it the one where they were thinking of a number?
Yes.
Yeah. Shoot. All right. We got another caller.
It's me again.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Good to have you back.
Nancy, do you remember the words that you've eliminated?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. Ken, do you have any music to play?
Yeah, I'll get some music up here in a second.
Is the name Vac? Is the word Vac?
Vac? No, not Vac.
What a great guess. I love this woman.
Is it late for work?
I love this
That's
woman.
A phrase, not a word.
I'm hoping one of the words.
Yeah, it could be one of the words in that phrase. Is it one of those words?
No.
So it's not late, and it's not for, it's work.
Cringe.
Or work. Bridge?
No, cringe.
Oh, cringe?
She said cringe.
Cringe. Yeah. Cringe.
That's what my daughter's doing as she's listening to this show.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Well, if I give my name, then I've given all three names.
Oh, yeah.
No, just your daughter's name.
Her name is Putintang.
Putin
no,
Tang.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Putin Tang.
Is your daughter's name Repartee?
Repartee. Yeah. No, it's repertoire.
Repertoire.
Is that the magic word?
No. You just keep guessing words, Nancy.
I think that the word is ridiculous.
Close, but no.
And this is the bed music. This is the music Ken has chosen.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal? No, that's not the word.
I think the word is, shoot, the parking lot's closed, and I got to be in work in 2 minutes.
That's a lot of words, Nancy. That's a lot of words.
Well, we have a very large lexicon, and you want me to pick one secret word.
You're eliminating it?
Nancy, you've already eliminated, I would say, half the words in the English language, I would say, or close to it. Nancy,
I've eliminated half the words in my vocabulary.
Nancy, where do you work? What do you do for a living?
I am a school teacher.
Well, I think the kids are lucky to have you, but how could you be going to work now?
It's the band's
chorus concert, and I will be chaperoning.
All right.
If I can find a parking spot.
Are the Woggles playing?
Yes.
Oh, man. I hope they do my song, my theme song that I wrote for them.
What is that?
Kiss Power's Ass.
It's Kissing Power's Ass.
Kissing Power's Ass all night long. We're Kissing Power's Ass.
I got to tell you my favorite show you ever did.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
It's when you pre-recorded the question.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
invited listeners to...
The person called, and they were talking to you, and you were asking them, like, pre-recorded questions. No matter what they said, you were...
Yes, one of the many automated episodes that we've done.
Yes.
I think you should do that again.
Well, I think we should do anything but this again.
Great idea.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, good luck at the show
Nancy,
tonight.
Good luck at the band concert.
Thank you. What's the word?
Can't tell you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. She was a big part of tonight's show, but you won't tell her the secret word?
No. Because then I have to announce it twice.
You're tough. So your rule is you have to listen carefully to the show.
Yeah.
Not just listen. And not miss any of them.
Right. And you can't. And no cheating. You're not allowed to post the secret word on the playlist page. Although if you want to post the lyrics to Kissing Power's Ass...
All Night Long, 201-209-9368.
Is All Night Long part of the title?
No, that's just how the chorus goes.
Why do they always put it in parentheses? Kissing Power's Ass in parentheses, All Night Long.
I don't know.
Seems to be part of the title.
We're Kissing Power's Ass All Night Long, then we're Kissing Power's Ass, then we're Kissing Power's Schlong.
Those are not the real lyrics.
Well, that's the...
That's the dirty version.
That's the dirty version that they don't know.
Oh, man.
They only play in their late show. Kissing Power's Ass. You'll be able to go a lot further with my theme song.
It depends where you are.
Because I'm telling you, you know...
There's going to be some places where that's not going to fly.
One thing Power hates is hearing the truth. Telling the truth to Power, man. Nothing but trouble. Doors are going to close in your face.
Okay, Lisa in New Jersey, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. We're trying to hook up best friends. We're trying to make a magic moment.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
We're doing great now. Great now that you called.
That's nice. That's good to hear.
Who is your oldest and best friend, in your opinion?
My husband, Scott.
No, I don't think husbands will work.
Yeah, husbands don't count.
Because it goes without saying. It's not.
Oh.
There's no suspense there.
What if we get her to say, I'm physically attracted to you?
To the husband? Well, I imagine he would say the same. Lisa, you don't have a girlfriend that you could call right now?
Girlfriend. Oh, boy. I would have to say Marge.
Marge! Okay. So let's get Marge on the phone. We'll ask you a trivia question. And when the trivia question will be pretty easy. Of course, you'll get it right. And then you will say to Marge, Marge, you're my best friend. And we'll see her response, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you put us on, you put us, you conference us in.
Okay.
All right, Lisa's calling Marge. This is the best friend test on 7 Second Delay.
And I will come up with a trivia question because the one's on your phone.
Oh, I have a great
trivia. No, but it has to be one that they will get.
Oh, I have a great trivia
that anyone question. Would get correctly?
Yeah.
Anyone?
What do the following three people have in common? Keith Richards, Brian De Palma, Andy Breckman. What do those three people have in common?
No, I think no one would know. Well, no one would know that.
Everybody would know that. Oh, we have the lyrics now to Kissing Power's Ass. Drinking Power's Ass all night long until the morning's dawn. Drinking the secret elixir. Oh, I can't. Then it goes dirty.
Ugh. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Okay, but wait. No. We're going to ask you a very simple question if you get Marge on the phone. Okay, so you'll have to put us on hold.
I won't be as long as the lady before me because I can't think.
Now, all you have to do is conference us in. You have to add a call. Just do it on your iPhone. It's
let me see.
Okay, it's called Adding a Call. Ken, are we going to succeed at this?
No idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out. I don't have an iPhone, unfortunately. I have
Well, there must be a way to merge a call.
I actually shouldn't be naughty towards my phone company, but...
No. Be naughty to the phone company.
Well, I would not be naughty, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I see it. Add a call.
Yeah, okay. add a call. There you go.
When you're talking to the phone company, it's always better to kiss Power's ass. Not be naughty.
Still looking for the real lyrics to Kissing Power's Ass, in parentheses.
Can I prove to you the benefits of it, Ken?
All night long, yeah.
You make it a habit to speak truth to power.
Yes, I do.
I have spent my life kissing Power's ass. Who has a swimming pool in their backyard?
You do.
Exactly. Huh. Friend.
Well, that
join me, Ken.
That might just be random. That I think.
No, my block in my neighborhood, comprised entirely of big, big houses,
uh-huh,
is populated only by people who kiss Power's ass.
Really?
Yes.
And do they all have swimming pools?
The more you smooch the ass, the bigger the house.
Wow.
Come on, Ken, join me.
All right, now you've
kissed Power's ass.
You've given me food for thought.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy. I'm sorry, it's not Nancy, it's Lisa.
I like Nancy, though. She was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she was very
Nancy
cool.
Nancy was a hoot.
So, Lisa, you're on the phone with Marge?
Yeah, I tried to get her. I got her machine.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, well, you can tell she's...
I was home.
She's not picking up. She's not picking
up. And believe it or not, I'm actually working. I'm sitting in my car, not going into the store yet.
Oh, you work at the store? What store do you work at?
Several. I'm a merchandiser.
Oh, okay. Well,
what are you merchandising these days, Lisa?
I'm doing, a lot of things. A lot of audits, a lot of couponing, and... the stuff that's starting to be easier on the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know something? My son could even be listening, and he'll be like, yeah, that's my mom. Falling apart.
Let me tell you something about Lisa. She does a great impression of her son.
Okay. I
tried. Well, Lisa, thanks for listening, and we're going to take the next call. We're at 201.
Bye, Lisa.
Huh?
Yeah, you can say one thing.
Stinger rules.
Huh?
Stinger rules.
Dinger rules.
Stinger rules. Yes, indeed.
201-209.
Stinger's my favorite soundbite program.
Excellent.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. We're looking for friends to have a magic moment with their best friend.
Pamela in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
This show seems to appeal to women.
I think women have more best friends than men.
I think so.
Yeah.
Women have more best friends, I guess.
Yeah, men are lone...
Men don't like to say it. They just hold each other's hands.
Yeah, men are lone wolves.
I say it to almost everyone I meet in the course of a day.
What, you're my best friend?
I do.
And that's why you have a pool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your show's almost over. Do you want the number?
Yeah.
No. We want you to conference us.
We want you to call your best friend,
what's
Pamela.
The name of your, what's the name of your friend, Pam?
Andrea,
and how long have you known Andrea?
2 years.
And have you ever said the words, you're my best friend, to her?
I have not.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. This is going to be so dramatic. What a magical moment. Okay, so we know you're going to put us on hold while you conference the call.
Oh, you do the add the number. Okay, hold on.
Add the number. This is great. She's never said it to Andrea.
That's great.
I wonder what we're going to hear.
So, Pamela, when you say it...
Pamela can't hear you.
Working.
Pamela can't hear you.
Oh, she can't.
Pamela, no, we're on hold.
Is that true, Pamela?
Yeah, we're on hold while she's adding the call.
All right.
Yeah. You're speaking to Pamela's ghost. You're trying to speak to Pamela telekinetically.
Well, at least I'm not kissing Power's ass. I never want to do that. It's not worth a pool. To sell your soul.
Okay, I merged the call. I think, Andrea, are you on the air?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, hi, Andrea. You're on the radio, and we're playing a fun... It's called the fun trivia game. Are you ready for the final question?
Okay.
And you two can collaborate between you. How many members were in the band The Beatles? And was it A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 6? This is for the grand prize. How many members were there in the band The Beatles?
The American
Beatles?
Does
it matter, like, do you count the one who was no longer there?
No, we're not counting members that are no longer... What, you mean that have died?
Well, like Stu Sutcliffe and Pete Best.
The Beatles at their peak on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I'll believe it, Andrea, and I'll go four.
Four. Four members of the Beatles. Wait, hold on. Let me check our researcher's work here.
That's it.
That's correct. That's right. You guys have won the grand prize. Boy, what a great team.
I'm so glad I listened to you. You're my best friend.
I am your best friend.
Well, that's...
That's one way of
German.
One way of responding.
That's kind of sad there.
Yeah.
You're my best friend.
You're welcome. No problem.
Andrea,
okay.
You're the best. You're really my best friend. Thank you for taking the call.
No problem. That was fun.
Oh, my heart is broken that we did not make that connection.
I'm so sorry, Pam.
Well, at least
I'm gonna go weep.
At least Pam, it was confirmed. She confirmed that she was your best friend. There's no question. You both agree
that Andrea is Pamela's best friend.
That's something.
Oh, I wish I was Andrea's best friend.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Good night, Andrea. Good night, Pamela.
Well, we haven't succeeded. That was tantalizingly close.
But we were made very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
We
That's our trademark.
Destroyed Pamela's will to live. Pamela told her best friend, Andrea, that she was her best friend. And Andrea said, "That's right. You are. I am your best friend."
Yeah, it's the best response ever. It's the one response I did not anticipate.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. We have yet to hear... You're my best friend being reciprocated.
And we have yet to hear anybody sing the real lyrics to Kissing Power's Ass all night long. It's a great guitar riff.
It's blistering.
It is. Well, the solo is blistering. The riff is chunky.
What would you say is the best guitar solo in the history of rock and roll?
Well, it depends who your favorite guitar player is.
Yeah, what a Weasley non-answer that was.
I love Duane Allman. Duane Allman's my favorite.
And what was the peak?
Blue Sky. All the stuff he did on Eat a Peach.
Yeah.
Yep. How about you?
I love Duane Allman.
Yeah.
I guess he peaked with Eat a Peach, Blue Sky.
Yeah.
That era. Melissa.
Well, Melissa was an acoustic tune, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Melissa was more of an acoustic yeah. tune. Wasn't blistering.
Sweet Melissa. That was the first song I ever played on the radio was Sweet Melissa.
Really? Back in school?
Yep, back in high school.
Was it a big decision? Did you know this is the first song I'll be playing in my career?
It was a big decision. I had no idea I was going to go into radio, but what I was going to play as my very first song still took on importance for some reason.
If you knew when your last show on the radio would be, do you know what the last song you would play would be?
No.
May I recommend Sweet Melissa for a little closure?
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you got to know.
The symmetry of it is beautiful.
How do you know that it's really going to be your last show ever? I guess you...
Well, I actually know. I mean, I don't know if you want to hear it. I know when you're going to die.
When?
Oh, I know when.
When and how?
I gave the guy two choices about how, but I know the day.
How much did you pay this guy?
$400. You made me so mad last week.
I think you got taken.
You made me so
nobody,
mad.
Ain't nobody going to knock me off for $400.
Nick, he's saying you're not going to complete the contract.
You paid Nick?
$400 to kill you tomorrow.
Good job, Nick. You just keep taking Andy's money. He lives in the same building as Keith Richards and Brian De Palma, in case you hadn't heard. So don't feel guilty. And Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard.
Every time you hit the down button, the door could open and Jessica Lange could be there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, it happened. I was on the elevator.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Did you say, oh, Miss Lang, I'm a huge
no,
fan.
No, I don't say anything. She had a little dog with her. I talked about the dog.
What did you say to the dog? Or what did you say about the dog?
I don't remember. I said, oh, hey, little fella.
Hey,
oh,
fella.
He smells my dog. Nice the stupidest dog. Thing you can say to him. Oh, he stupid. Smells my dog.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so stupid.
That's what you met Jessica Lange in your elevator,
yeah.
And you said, "Oh, he smells my dog."
I'm an idiot. I'm the geekiest geek. What is wrong with me? Just you telling me that story makes me hate myself.
I didn't want to make you hate yourself.
That's the stupidest thing you can say to anybody. Oh, he smells my dog. It means nothing. It's you might as well say I've got nothing to say to you. You might as well say those words.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, he smells my dog.
No, that's really terrible to say, I have nothing to say to you. That's like one time my next door neighbor in Hoboken.
I should have said that to Jessica Lange. I have nothing to say to you.
One time my next door neighbor said something like that to me. I ran into him several blocks away from our house. And I just stopped to make chit chat. And he just looked at me and said, I'm sorry. I'm not friendly.
I love that guy.
That was it.
I love that guy. I'm surprised you didn't offer him a radio slot right there.
No, it was I was very impressed.
That's really fantastic.
By the bluntness and the honesty.
You know what that guy was doing?
What?
Speaking truth to power.
Yeah. Well, except I was not, you know, I'm just a guy on the street. I wasn't exactly power.
Your power.
No, he wasn't speaking truth to power.
You radiate power.
I'm his next door neighbor.
Can I go home now? Play the song. Hey, this is Andrea's last show.
Andrea's
huh?
last show.
Oh, it's gonna
for
be,
at least for several
it's
months.
It's gonna be bittersweet.
Yeah.
And are we here next week?
I believe we are.
I got nothing going.
With another secret word.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
forget, get your listener loyalty club card from today's playlist page. Go to WFMU.org.
So you don't repeat the secret word at the end of the show.
No.
You say it once in the middle of the show.
We said it once.
In the body of the show.
Somewhere in the last 58 minutes, we announced what the secret word was. Next week, there will be a new secret word.
When you have 10 secret words on your loyalty card, send it to Ken or email it in, and you get a free show, right?
Yeah.
We'll record a free show for you.
Yep.
Hey, has anybody suggested any lyrics?
Yes, Kissing Power's Ass, and I don't mean no cheek. This need for the upper class, some say makes me reek. My lips are chapped, they call me a bloomin' raver, but of course... Andes are known for this all-night-long behavior. Kissing Power's ass all night long. Kissing Power's ass all night long. The men such as Breckman, whose merit be less than a speck, man of dust, kisses the ass of power. Yeah, yeah.
It's
pretty good, isn't it?
Is that John Keats?
Yeah.
Is that John Milton? Who wrote that?
Keats.
Yeah, that
known as Kissing Power's Ass.
Yeah, one of his lesser-known sonnets. All right, hey, thanks very much, Ken. This has been fantastic. What a great show.
Yes. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea. Say goodbye to her. She's off for a couple of months. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Yeah. I'm Andrea Salenzi. This is YOY on WFMU. And oh gosh, I have horrible news for everyone who loves listening to me at 7 o'clock on WFMU. This is it. This is my last show here in the studio. YOY is going to come back in some form once I figure that out. Probably shorter. It's probably a product that I'll be more proud of because it won't be forced into a certain kind of time slot. It'll probably be a podcast. I don't have any specifics for you right now. I just want to tell you that it's coming back. And the way that you're going to be able to find the new form is just by visiting yoy.sexy, sign up for the newsletter, send me an email, follow me on Twitter, something like that, and I'll tell you what it's going to be when it's going to be. But right now is my last chance to thank you guys for being my home and my guiding light for my creative soul. I'm sorry I wrote that. I must have been drunk. I just love this place, and I'm so grateful. So this is my gratitude show. And with that comes one of my best friends, Holly Wood.
Hey.
Holly's here, and we have a great conversation planned. And then later in the show, Randy is going to call in, and he's going to finally answer the question, is he real? Don't snore. Is he real, guys? And also,
are any of us real?
Yeah.
Maybe we're all Randy.
I'm excited to find out and share the news. And also, my intern, Aaron Hopkins, has been working hard on YOY this whole year, and he's prepared a special sign-off story about goodbyes. So we'll hear a little from him. Holly, what's new? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm plugging away at my dissertation. I see an end. It's going to end. I'm going to have a doctorate degree. It's going to be great.
I can't imagine how much work that is. That is insane to me. But what people say about our conversations is that they love hearing what it's like to be a woman today. You know, what's it like to be a 20, 30s lady? You know, television doesn't give you the real picture. We give you the honest truth. And that's our topic, is kind of what's it like to perform female, and what about the world makes us do that?
Right. So tell me, you know what I really want to know? Tell me the story of when you realized that you had to shave your legs.
Oh, God. This is one of my, you know, like how people write movies about themselves and there's like a traumatic childhood scene. That's it. I'm standing in a group of other sixth graders and the sun like was hitting my little golden hair legs in a perfect way where they all glistened and I looked like, you know, like a brand new baby bunny all over my legs. And all the girls looked down and they said, oh, man, you need to shave your legs. But not like for the first time, but just like implying that it had been a while since I'd last done it. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I'm just so lazy. I need to do that. And then, you know what? My first couple weeks of shaving, I nicked like a section of my leg. And then it became a scar. And then I nicked it the next week and I nicked it the next week. And now I have a permanent scar from not knowing how to shave. And it's right there.
Wow, that is pretty massive, actually.
It's really big. Looks like a giant zit that's right on the front of my calf. And I've shown it to a dermatologist. He's like, there's nothing I can do about that. And I'm like, damn, why didn't someone teach me how to do this right? And it's because you have to do it if so much shame of your new sexual identity is all locked into your legs. Possibly. Am I right?
You just carry your shame around like a giant wart on your shin. So
can't be removed. Can only be covered with makeup.
But yeah, it's just something that, like, I think we take it for granted that, you know, little girls are traumatized into womanhood, right? It's not like oh, you're becoming a woman now. It's like, what do you mean you don't shave your legs? You're 9.
Like, I felt a lot of pressure to catch up and look normal. And like I remember my mom saying, you should wait as long as you can to do this. Because once you start doing it, you're going to have to do it forever.
Oh, God. You know what I got when I was a kid? When I first brought this up to my mother's attention, I said, Mom, I need to start shaving my legs. Because, you know, it's an all or nothing thing. You don't realize, like, at all that you need to shave your legs until it becomes the most important thing on the universe. Like, it's the only thing that occupies your mind. Like, I have to shave my legs. I have to shave my legs. I have to shave my legs. And I was like, Mom, I need to shave my legs. And she's like, no, you don't. You're 9. And I was like, no, Mom, you don't understand. Everyone's shaving their legs. I'm going to be left behind. Everyone's going to make fun of me. And I'm like, my mom's like, first of all, they already make fun of you all the time. And I'm like, well, I can't be more made fun of, can I? It's almost spring. So My mom told me, like, you can't shave your legs because once you start shaving your legs, they'll grow back really thick and gross. Right? Like, big.
Yeah, we hear that. There's a whole Seinfeld episode about that, right?
Like, if you stop shaving your legs ever, like, apparently it comes back like a man's. I don't know. It's a total myth. It's not really true. But we use that to, like, traumatize little girls and try to keep them little girls as long as possible.
Oh, that's true. So what broke her in the end?
I was manipulative and stole razors. I don't know. I don't really remember the whole scenario.
I remember sneaking in to pluck my eyebrows.
Oh, God.
Like, sneaking into my mom's, like, bathroom area to do that.
And that's another one of those things that you don't know how to do.
No.
At all. No one tells you how to do
it. You could screw it up so easy, and there's no way that you can do it without everyone knowing that you've done it.
Right, because you can't grow them back. And then if you try to draw them in, you kind of look really bad. Like,
I wish I'd known what I was doing.
because if you overpluck, which a lot of women do in their teenage years because they don't know what they're doing, it